HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created us, B'Tzelem, like Rashi says, B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Sodom. Hashem created us B'Tzelem Elokim. U'Vavinoseihem, but because we do Averis, Hefachta Kapi, would I turn the stuff upside down? Hefachta Kapi Mutasein Aleh. You should turn your bed upside down also. So in other words, when a person dies because of the Averis, so the Avil should turn his bed upside down. This is a makar that an Avil is supposed to have his bed turned upside down. For the Gemara Menuda Mitzayra Mayim Bechvia Hamita. What about a Mitzayra Menuda? Do they have to turn their beds upside down? Take it. Marzvaz by Suffolk. Fight the Avil is also Batias Malacha. When you know the 7 days, you're not allowed to do work. It's also Batias Malacha. The Yechsir, because the Pasuk says, V'yofachti Chageichem Lovel. I'll change over your Yom Tovim into an Avil to be Avelis. So Ma Chag, just like during Yom Tif, also the Malacha, you're not allowed to do any work during Yom Tif, is Av Ovel Asa B'Malacha, the same thing an Ovel can't do B'Malacha. That's the Makor that an Ovel is not allowed to do work. Now, Menuda Ma'a Besiyas B'Malacha, what's the Malacha of a Menuda? Could he do work? I'm a Rabbi Yosef Toshima, coming here. Ki Sha'omru Asa Besiyas B'Malacha, La'omru Ela B'Yayim. When it says, again in the Gemara Tainis we have, that after they fasted the 13 Tainises, then they acted like a Menuda, so it said that they did not do work when the next days. But when? Only Loem El Biyoim. By daytime they didn't do work. Abu Malayla Mutter. But at nighttime they did work. Mashma Al Nidu, they did not let to do work. Vechena Tumaitse the Menudo of the Yovel. The same thing like a Menudo and a Novel, they did not let to do work. So my love, Aku, doesn't mean everything. That a Menudo has the same Aloch, it's also to do work. Versus Lo Yashar, just means for other Alochis, they were like a Menudo and a Novel. But it could be a menuda, maybe it's mutter to do melacha. Rashi, my love, akula koma the menuda osir. With the menuda is osir and all these things, even a melacha. Lo yashar with the tony atifas, rosh dem in hosom. Maybe just a menuda has to have his face covered, but it could be maybe a menuda is allowed to do work. We don't have a proof yet if a menuda is allowed to do work or not. Toshma, we learned menuda shayne v'shaynem lei. If a person is put into nidui, he's still allowed to teach other people Torah, and he's allowed to be taught. The Shainim Lo, we're allowed to teach him. Niskayav and Niskarim Lo, he's allowed to be hired out to work for other people, and he could hire other people to work for him. Shema Mina, that a Menuda is allowed to do work. Even though you're in nidui, still you're allowed to do work then. Kedimur Mitzorah, Ma'abeth Yis Melocha, what about somebody has Tumas Mitzorah, he's outside the Gimel Machnois, could he do work there or not? Is he allowed to do Melocha or not? Take it, but that's a suffix. We don't know. Fight another locher is, Ovel is also Rechitza. And Ovel is not allowed to wash himself. He's also Rechitza. The 7 days, you can't wash yourself. The Pesach says, V'yaltosoichu shemen. You can't rub yourself with oil. And with Ashton a Rechitza Mechlaus Licha. Just like you can't rub yourself with shemen, who are then you can't wash yourself? Washing yourself is Mechlaus Licha. Trash is as a rechitza b'chlal sicha, to see about tova k'mayim v'kirba k'shemim b'atzmoisav. So washing yourself is like sicha, rubbing yourself, just as the pasuk says clearly, a novel can't rub himself with oil, who is it he can't wash himself? Menuda ma'ab rechitza. What's the lach of a menuda if he's allowed to wash himself or not? Omer Rabbi Yosef Toshma. K'shomru osav rechitza l'yomru ala kol gufay. So only said, your whole body you can't wash yourself. Av upon of yodav raglav muta. The point of Yod of Raglav is allowed to. Again, Rashi says, Keshomru means by Taina Sibur. That again, if there's no rain in Eretz Yisrael, that there's an Indian type of Taina Sibur, the Taina Sibur is, you're not allowed to wash yourself, what? Kol Gufay. You can't take a shower. I have a point of Yod of Raglav Mutter. But you're allowed to just wash your face, your hands, that you're allowed to. And it says, V'cheina to moitze b'menuda v'ovel. The same thing applies to menuda and to an oval. So Mashma menuda also is not allowed to wash his whole body. And no one in the novel, the issue is only not washing your whole body, but washing your hands and your face you're allowed to. So my love akula, that a menuda has these halachas also not to wash himself, not to wash the whole body at least. The Mora says, lo yashara genz ashara. Shrashikama, the menuda is like din the honey in time of Sibur. A menuda has the other halachas, but it could be maybe washing yourself, maybe a menuda is allowed to wash himself. So then we don't have a raya, what about washing himself? Mitzayra ma'a rechitza. What's the lach of a mitzvah? Is a mitzvah allowed to wash his body or not? Mursa take hold of a suffix. The mitzvah can wash himself or not is a suffix. Right, the ovel is also beneath a sandal. A novel is not allowed to wear shoes. Shas is a novel, he has to take off his shoes. What's the raya? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel when he was another old, Unolecha tostem baraglecha. Shem said, you're allowed to keep your shoes on. So with the Chiddush, Mechlau the Kuliyal Masa. Like, what did Hashem have to tell Yecheskel for? For what purpose? If everybody's allowed to wear shoes, so what did Hashem have to tell Yecheskel? You should know, even though you're another now, you're allowed to wear shoes. Like, Trita. So from here it's a proof that everybody else is not allowed to wear shoes. When you're another, you're not allowed to wear shoes. But by Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special heter, he was allowed to wear shoes. So the Gemara, Menudo Ma'al Ben Yosef Sandal, what's going to be the lach of a person's in Nidu again? Is he allowed to wear shoes or not? Rav Yosef Toshima, come in here. Lach is like this, Kishomer was Ben Yosef Sandal. That's what we learned by a tiny Sibur, HaKol Potom in Eretz Yisrael, has the Chumadik Alokas like we have by Tisha B'Av, that's also Ben Yosef Sandal. You're not allowed to wear shoes on a tiny Sibur. So it says, Loyomru Elabir. It was only said when you're inside the city. In the city, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Abu Baderech Mutter, for somebody's traveling on the highway, he's going on a long journey, he has to walk, then he's allowed to wear shoes. Even on a tiny Sibur, you're allowed to wear shoes. Okay, so how does it come out? Yotzel Derech Noyot. When you go onto the road to walk, you're allowed to put on your shoes. Nechdas Lir, when you come into the city, Chelis, take off your shoes. And it says, this is by tiny Sibur. And it says, V'cheina atumoytze, the same thing you find, the menudo v'yovel. If somebody is the menudo, the same thing, so mashma clearly, he is not allowed to wear shoes. Tumor says again, so my la bakula, doesn't mean that the menudo has the same halacha, like an oval, not to wear shoes? Lo yashara. Just means the menudo has other halachas. He can't take a haircut, he can't wash his clothing. But maybe, nilas a sandal, maybe, a menudo's mutter. No raya. Vaita Mitsura Mao Banas a sandal, what's the lach of a Mitsura, can he wear shoes or not? Tankle. This is a suffix if he can wear shoes or not. Vaita Ovil is Zosa Batashma Shamita. When you're in Ovil, the 7 days you're in Ovil, you're not allowed to be with your wife. Zosa Batashma Shamita. The Yachsir the Posik says, Vayinochen David as Basheva Ishtoi. Vayovi Yaleho. That after he's Menachem, after she's finished sitting Shiva, that's when David first lived with her. Mechlau Saraya to Mikar Asa, that before when she was sitting Shiva for her husband, David was Asa to her. Trashi Vayavi Aleha, Liachar Avelos, after she got finished sitting Shiva, that's when David first lived with her. Mashman Avela is Asa Batashma Shamita. Vaita Menuda Ma Batashma Shamita. What's the lach of Bezman put you into Nidui? Are you Asa with your wife or not? Omer Rav Yosef Toshima, Kol Oisin Shonim Sho Yisrael Bamidbar. All the 40 years that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, Menudin Hoyu. It was considered like the Menudin to Hashem. The Shechina wasn't with them then. Out of the Shimshu Mitasayim, but still we know they gave birth then, they lived with their wives. So Mashma Menudin is Mutter to be with his wife. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back from the Midbar, he can't bring any Raya. The Dilma Menudin Hashemayim Shani. Maybe when Klai Yisrael, the 40 years in the Midbar, out of the Chet of the Meraglim, maybe the Nidu to Hashem is more Kal. Shani the kill, maybe it's more kal, it's more easier. So maybe only menuda to a shemayim, then maybe you mutter b'tashma shemitah. But maybe a menuda that Desmond puts you into, maybe that's more stricter that you also b'tashma shemitah. For the Gemara kill, if that is thrown to be more kill, to be more lenient. For Yarmid, just got finished saying before, that's chomer. Before we said it's thrown just the opposite. That you can't learn out from the menuda to a shemayim to a menuda b'day adam. Maybe it's more kal, so it's a stira. If the Gemara know, Svuke Misafkele, the Gemara has this doubt. The Gemara is in doubt. What's more stricter? Is it more stricter, Menuda to Hashem? And that's one Svara. Since the Menuda to Shemayim, you're worse off. Or else maybe no, Menuda to Hashem, Hashem is a Barachmim, he's more lenient upon you. Mashenka, when Bezdin puts you into Nidu, they're more strict. Bezdin can't show that's much Rachmonis. Bezdin puts you into Nidu, it's a more strict Alocha. The Gemara is Masupik about it. Therefore, Zilocha Kamatchilei, Zilocha Kamatchilei. Any way you want to bring a proof, we say no, we'll matchil, we push you away, you can't bring a proof. You want to learn out from Menudim and Shemayim, I'll tell you maybe it's Chumrah. You want to learn out of Kula, maybe there's more Kal, Kifti can't learn out. Fact is, Kifti Menudim, we have a suffix if he's Mutter, B'tashma Shemitah or not. The Mora Metzorah, Ma'al B'tashma Shemitah, what's the lach of a Metzorah? When he's outside, chutzig in the machnas, is he mutter or not? So Tosh Shema, as we learned before already, the Tanya. The Pesach says, Vayeshev mechutz liyoloi, sheikim menudo kovel, v'yosem atashma shamita.
But it's talk also matashma shemita. So it's a shal exactly which point is this pasuk going on? Like we have before in the Gemara Tainis. One man Yama learns there is going dafka of Yemei Sipur, right? Hametzar was only Yosef of Yemei Sipur the last 7 days when it becomes tahor. What we have before in the Masechta, in the Makom we have before. That he only becomes this, the last 7 days of Yemei Sipur, right? That's when he's also to his wife. And one man Yama says, no, even Yemei Chalutai, when he's chusla, Yimamachnes, also he's also to his wife. So the Shiloh, well, how far this pasuk is going on. Says, that's what it says. You have to be chusli oloy outside your tent. That means you can't be with your wife. Shenema pasuk says leich emolem shuvu lachem yolechem. It says behar Sinai after Hashem gave the Torah, then Hashem said you're allowed to go back to yoyum. That means you're allowed to be with your wife. So shmarmina from here is a proof that a mitzvah is also petash b'shamita. At least I call upon him the last 7 days of Yemei Sipurim when he's counting the Zion Akin to become Tor. I call upon him then for sure he's awesome. About Yemei the Chaluta, when he's Vadei Tamei, that's a suffix if he's also awesome with his wife or not. For the Gemara of a call upon him from here, V'nifshet Nama Lemenuda, here it says clearly you have the same din like a Menuda. Mashma Menuda is also awesome, but Tasma Shamita with his wife. Of a Rav Huna, bread of Pinchas, again, Mishmed Rav Yosef, Mikatoni Shasa, does it say clearly that he's also Batashma Shamita? Just says, Shiyu Kimnuda Kovim. He should be also like a din of a Mnuda, like a din of an Ovum. The Milach Renaisa, with other halachas. Again, a Matsurah can't wash his clothing, a Matsurah can't take a haircut. In those halachas, he's like an Ovum, like a Mnuda. But, the Yasa Nami Batashma Shamita. A Matsurah has another halacha that is also Batashma Shamita. But a Kurdi, a Menuda is not also Batashma Shamita. So again, we don't have a Raya, what's the Lacha by a Menuda? But another Lacha is, Ovel is Eina Mashalech Korban Oisef. When a person is an Ovel, he's not allowed to bring a Korban. He can't bring a Korban Oila, he can't bring a Shlomim, he's not allowed to send Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash when you're an Ovel. Why not? Tetanya Reb Shimon Aimer. The Pasuk says, Shlomim, a Korban Shlomim, we dashin, Bizman Shushalim. When can you bring kabbonis when the person is shalom? He's happy, he's normal. Not when you have in tsar, when you're in pain, like an oinin, churayin is lavdaski here. It means all the 7 days of avelus, you're not for shalom then, you can't bring kabbonis. Trash is shalom means, bedaitoi shadartim yishavas alot. He's at ease, he's at peace, his mind is with him. Mashenka, when you're in Ovel, the 7 days, you're fatumot, you're crying, you're not with yourself, your mind, you're not called another mashalim then, you can't send kabbonis. Taita, menuda maus yishala kabbonisa. Again, doesn't put you into nidui, what's the lach, are you allowed to bring a korban or not then? Could you send the korban to the Beis HaMikdash? Amar Rabbi Yosef Toshima, that koloisa shonim sho yisro by midbar. All the 40 years that Klai Yisrael was in the midbar, menudin royu, they were considered like menudin to Hashem. The Shechina wasn't with them then. The shalchu kavanasayim, and still they sent kavanas. They had the mishkan with them then. They had kavanas. You see, a menudin is allowed to bring korban. Amalei abaya, abaya answered back again like he had before. The dilma menudin l'shemayim shani. Maybe with their only menudin to Hashem to kill. They're the more lenient. They're allowed to bring kavanas. For the Gemara again, kill, you want to say it's more lenient. For Yamr et Chomer, I've learned before, now it's more strict. And the Gemara, Svukim et Savkilei, Yamatkilei, that we're Mesupik Taka, the din of Menuda to Hashem, is that more strict? And therefore, you should be able to learn out, or else maybe no, maybe there it's more Kal, Hashem has more Rachmanis on us, but Hashem can more Bezna put you into Nidui, maybe then you're also to send the Korban. So we'd like a Sosvik if a Menuda is allowed to send the Korban or not. Now the Gemara asks, Mitzayra Mal Sheishla Kabbalaisav, what about a Mitzayra? Even though you're outside the Gimel Machnois, can you send the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash? Can you send the carbon? Have a Shliach? Can you bring a carbon for you or not? Toshima, Tatan you learn like this, suppose can you cheskel, the Yachre Tarosoi, after it became Tor with Dashin, Acha, Frishosim in a Mace, Shivas Yomim Yisbruloi, after you went away from the Mace, you have to count Zion Akim to become Tor? Is Elu Zayin Yemei Sifurei? These are the 7 days that a Kohen has to count. If a Kohen touched the mace, he has Tumas mace on him. So he has to count 7 days with Hazor, Shlishi, and Shvi till it becomes Torah. So Rashi says, Yisru Loi. liyel meneg siv yal neis odom lo yovoy. Letame. Uva kain mishtoy. We're talking about a kain. A kain's not allowed to touch a neis. Viachre tarosoy dahainu. Mifrishosim in a neis. If he did touch a neis, after he goes away from the neis, mishyifrish min a neis, moinin shivas yimei. Hazosoy. He has to count now 7 days. And we make Hazor the 3rd day and the 7th day. Shivas Yomim. Acherim Yisafir Lloyd, that 7 days other people can count for him. Tamid Yavka Rechimona Bloshin Sviro, Lanoshin Hazor, Shamino, that Shivas Yimei Sviroi in Mitzvara. Since it didn't really say a Lashon of Hazor, it's a Lashon of Svira counting, it means we're talking about a Mitzvara also. Shivas Yimei Sviroi in Mitzvara, became a Mitzvara. Suppose it's talking about a Mitzvara also, and it says what? Uva yoin bo ela kodesh ela chotra pnimis lesharas ba kodesh yakrib chatosli. Only the day when his ladder comes to the base of Migdash, that's the day he can bring a korban. Shrashi b'yoyin bo means b'yoyin taros ekstiv b'kain gadol. The day he becomes tor, he can go into the base of Migdash. That's the day he can bring a chatos. So what does that mean?